Two Ghanaian researchers, Dr. Prosper Chikata and Dr. Kobla Dote, have called for the immediate dissolution of the National Accreditation Board. According to them, the board has failed to woefully in its duties in terms of monitoring and supervision, supervising institutions, awarding degrees and other certificates in Ghana. This follows a research they conducted which revealed that a number of high-profile Ghanaians, including politicians, university lecturers, traditional rulers and top police officers, have received fake academic and honorary degrees from these unaccredited institutions. Here's a news desk report.
The research document titled The Accreditation Challenges in Transnational Educational Ecology, The Ghanaian Experience, catalogued a number of individuals who have received the alleged fake degrees from listed unaccredited institutions. The report indicates that some of the institutions in question are in search of the National Accreditation Board's instrument of authority, while others have acquired the accreditation under questionable arrangements. In terms of individuals receiving the degree, the researchers grouped them into two. One group views higher academic qualification as career tools, while the other group considers the degrees as status symbols for self-actualization and a seal for the legitimization of their place of honor in the eyes of the public. The two researchers also faulted the media and the public for encouraging people to go for such supposed fake degrees by not being critical of the holders. They believe this condition arises from the fact that Ghana's accreditation regime is fraught with serious challenges that need urgent attention. They caution that as a result of the weak system, individuals and institutions of dubious backgrounds take the board's accreditation regime for granted and flout its authority with impunity. They therefore recommended the immediate resolution of the board. According to them, in reconstituting a new board, the issue of conflict of interest must be taken into consideration so that no board member doubles as an administrator or affiliate of any institution. They also cautioned that the NAP law must be reviewed to include power for the board to prosecute individuals and institutions which violate its laws. Another key recommendation is for all tertiary institutions in Ghana to immediately begin a wholesale background check on their faculty, from the vice chancellor to the